B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time. I hope you hit up the line, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages. And it's interesting, Ann, because the rhythm of the football season, the line would go through the kind of same evolution every week. And this time of year, with the Eagle season ending and us jonesing already for Eagle football, it changes.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the bed.
A little too noisy for you? Or
yeah, it's too much. Over the top.
You know, something a little tamer, and then you bring it down just to take.
Because
see
you know
if that
what
helps
it is?
You.
It's no, it's just this. It's too much.
All right. Well, because it fosters like aggression.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be all aggression.
Yeah, it can be.
I want it to be celebratory. Yeah, I want it to be all like. See, this is too much. You can't have heavy metal as the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't select this, mind you. I don't even know who it is.
This is my work. If we can change it.
I'm not feeling it, man.
It's too, because all it does is promote.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Strife.
It's one note.
Today, like I could see on the like anticipation for a big game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I want different things. I want, yeah. You know, I always thought it was fun for people to stretch their legs a little bit, do different things.
Let me get a prediction from you before we get to the calls. Do we get a lauding of Carter Hart on the line today?
No.
No? Okay, let's see what
they should.
Blue for Hughes. Blue for Way.
Just the opposite.
What the Flyers? Where was this all earlier this year?
I had that reaction last night. I did. Because I was like, come on, man. Like, you know, it was a good win. I hate feeling like this.
Good
but
team.
I want that kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good win. You beat Boston last night. And you got the second straight hat trick.
Yeah, and the goalie,
Couturier last
39
night.
Saves.
The kid's good, man.
I mean, when he first came up, they sheltered him from teams like Boston and Tampa Bay. They didn't shelter him last night.
Well, he played well.
And he was put to a major test against
the kid's good, man.
Good team.
The kid's legit.
That's the best line in hockey, too, that first line for
Bergeron. Pasternak,
and Marchand, too, And he stood up last night.
Yeah.
Gave up two goals and then battled, too, which is even more impressive.
I hate Boston. Thank you, Flyers. It was a good game.
All right.
It was. It was entertaining last night. Like, it was flying. Like, I was in the building and during the second period when I think they took the 3-2 lead on Couturier's first goal. No, his second goal. The building was getting really crazy and it was getting physical. And it felt like fun hockey again. We haven't seen enough of that.
Yes.
People were into it last night.
I agree.
And there was a good crowd there last night, too.
Well, there was a good feel. The last two games were highly entertaining.
The kid, the goal, Carter Hart's putting people's butts in the seats, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that is like the pariah of pariahs in the city, finding the goalie. I mean.
Totally. Listen, no, I think the kid's legit, man.
And you find, like, we always try to find the quarterback, but we've had some pretty good quarterbacks along the way. From Jaws to Randall.
Yeah, you haven't had that. Dude, you haven't had the HOF guy.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
You've had near misses. Like, all those guys were near misses.
Yeah, McNabb, had he won a Super Bowl, maybe would have been HOF. It was a little bit more.
Yeah, his numbers weren't good enough for HOF.
Yeah.
Steps guy. My man Charlie on the text board says, what about Star 69?
Yes. That was a little, like, later in my childhood when you could do that. Like, that was, like, probably, like, 89.
People still do it
when
Star 69 came out.
Earlier than
people
that.
People still do it.
Yeah, 85.
We get it.
You did Star 69? Yeah.
No, people do it to
the
station.
Still do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, what people don't understand is that it comes up as such, so I know you're blocking your call, but people do it all the time here.
Well, you know what the other thing is, too, that this younger generation is, first of all, spelling. Like, Andrew and them, they don't know how to spell.
How do you spell?
They spell check. Everything's spell checked, right? He doesn't know how to spell. Like, he'll put up a name up there. I'm like, what the hell? Or the town. And it's not even close. But anyway, the other thing, you don't know anybody's phone number anymore.
That's true.
Because you don't have to. Because it's a contact on your phone.
That's true. Well, you're right.
I know nobody's phone number.
No.
You used to know you had your buddies, and boom, 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 boom. You knew them all. Now
no,
you
that's
know
a great question.
Number.
That's great. You're right.
I remember my childhood friends growing up, but the other day I was at the pet store.
Right.
And the information's under the fiance's, you know, name and number. What's your fiance's phone number? I'm like, no clue. I'm about to marry this woman.
That's
I have
a great
no
question.
Idea.
No, you know, you're right.
I remember every phone number I had growing up.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have the area code
to
dial.
My friend's numbers.
Remember non-area code dialing? Like,
yes.
Your number was just seven digits. You didn't have to dial the area code.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
My first number was 436-6372.
That's right.
But I don't know if it was 610 or if it was 215. I think it was 215 back then. Only out of state you had to dial the area code.
Yeah.
What's next?
Damn, Flyers. We scored seven goals Monday, and now we scored four goals tonight with a Cooch hat trick. Are we going for the take still, or are we trying to win out?
Well, there's not enough runway to get back into some kind of playoff position.
Nope.
Not in the Eastern. If they were in the Western Conference, yeah, but not in the Eastern Conference. So that's the conundrum. That's the debate you have to have in your head. People say, keep the kid up here. This is great experience for him. Well, if he's up here, you want him to succeed and play well. But if he plays well, you're likely going to win more games, and then you're going to take yourself out of the best mathematical position to get Jack Hughes. So it's like, what do you want to do? Do you send the kid back to the Phantoms and put an inferior goaler in there, Ant, so you can lose games?
Yes.
I'm actually in favor of that, because I'd like to see the kid back at the Phantoms, too.
Yeah.
Although I like watching him here. And I'll tell you, my job's a lot easier down there when I do the games when they're winning.
Yeah, but you listen, this is an investment into next year.
Into the future.
You're not going to, and then you're right, and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going anywhere this year. You're not doing anything.
So you got to get something out of it.
Yes. You know, a wasted year is a wasted year.
But don't make it a wasted year with not getting anything out of it.
That's my point.
Yeah. It's a good point. What's next?
Jason, you cannot call this fan base soft for cheering for Alshon at the game. Because you know what?
I didn't.
That dude played hurt in the playoffs 2 years in a row. And when he dropped that pass, hurt like we hurt. Okay, that's blue collar. I mean, we love that kind of stuff.
Stop with the blue collar stupidity. Blue collar. Alshon didn't grow up here, dude. There's no blue collar mentality, first of all. And I didn't call him soft. I'm not calling the fans soft. I'm just saying I wouldn't have stood up and applauded him. I get why people did. And the empathy. And I have empathy for him, too. I played in sports and played awful and cost my team games. Not at that level, obviously. And I felt awful. But, look, I have empathy, but I wouldn't celebrate it like people did. And I'm not there to pick him up. He can go to the bank and get picked up. He gets paid. And he didn't do his job.
He just went, you know, Mickey Mantle won't care about you.
No, but look, I love Alshon. Because he playing with bruised ribs or broken ribs,
yeah,
whatever.
But you said he can go to the bank.
Yeah.
You don't love him that much.
It's not my job to pick him up. He should have made the catch. We could be looking at a football game this weekend in L.A.
All right,
he didn't make the catch.
I
don't care that he dropped one pass.
I thought it was. I enjoyed it.
You were moved by it.
I was.
But you're a guy that loves to bring people together.
I do, yes.
I do too, but I'm not going to celebrate that.
Okay, well, I don't understand how you could say you profess to be one way.
No, I have empathy for the guy, but I don't need to give him a rousing ovation and hit him on the butt.
What's there not to like about that?
It's not that I don't like it. I understand why people did it.
I'm just saying I would bank. To go get picked up.
Well, he can.
But that's harsh.
Yeah, it was a little harsh. You're right. I'll take that part back, all right? I got a little fired up, and maybe I went a little too far.
It's all right.
I'm getting a little fresh.
Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong, but...
It was a little harsh.
I think it's a little cold-blooded, that's all.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle, all the life on being sports fat, you know?
Hey, Brett, you're going to stick up for Foles and his what? 200 and whatever yards he had the other day and that clutch interception he threw in a big game. Oh, wait! You were Mr. Clutch Interception in a big game, so I can see why you'd really like Nick Foles to stay with the Eagles. Go try on some longer jeans, go hawk some 84 stupid flags on cable, and leave us alone, Brett Favre.
Because I can.
Yeah, I had a... that was a conundrum.
That put you right into a really tough spot.
Yeah, because I'm a huge Favre fan. But
you are.
You know, he goes against Carson.
Favre's at the top of your mountain.
Yeah, he's probably my favorite. He and it's funny because I'm a Rodgers fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love quarterbacks. Marino.
Well, Marino is just phenomenal to watch. It's like watching a really good point guard. You know? Yeah. It really is.
Well, the point guard, though, to me, the ultimate point guard quarterback wasn't like it's Russell Wilson.
Kind of jumps all over the place.
He'll do whatever.
Yeah.
He throws passes like sidearm, left-handed.
He'll go backwards as much as he goes forward just to get a pass off.
Yeah.
It drives you crazy as a defense playing against
him. He's one of my favorite, too. I like him.
R.H. Trek on Twitter DMs me. He's got a great one from your childhood. He goes, remember you used to call 1-800-COLLECT?
Yeah.
And it would say, leave your name after
collect
the beep. And you would say, he goes, you would say, Mom, come and get me.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't accept the charge, but you got your message through. That's great. The collect call.
That's right.
You
that was a
collect
move.
Call from, don't, Mom, come get me.
Yeah, that's great.
What's next?
Hey, man, shout out to Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, when he had that press conference and he said, emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence.
I laughed my ass off. I thought it was a joke. Man, Dougie P, he's legit. He's not the best play caller at times. He's not the best decision maker at times. But man, can he get a room to feel like a family?
Great call. That's true. I agree 100% what he just said.
Yeah.
Because he's not the best, strategist. But that dwarfs the idea of the family that he creates. That's awesome.
Anthony, it's Joel Embiid. I'm going to take it to the hole, and I'm going to jam it down that throat. You know why, Ant? Because I can.
That's such a violation.
Oh, why is it a violation?
I love this music, by the way. I still haven't watched The Revenant.
You've never seen it?
I have it on my hard drive, but I've never watched it.
Come on.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. It's such a commitment from what I'm told. It's like, 3.5 hours, right? 3 hours long.
Dude, you binge watch TV shows. I don't understand these people that go, it's a commitment.
Two and a half hour movie,
but you can't watch, but you want to watch 20 hours to binge watch.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Come on, man.
Bundy was telling me it's one of his top five movies of all time.
Great movie.
And I trust Bundy's judgment on that.
It's a great move.
You got it really way up there for you?
I categorize. I like it a lot.
So in that category of epics, because it's long.
Sweeping,
Yeah.
Sweeping. The cinematography is outrageous.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It's outrageous. Like, you feel like you need a bowl of soup when you're watching this movie.
Oh, wow. Because it's cold?
Uh-huh.
You feel the cold out there?
You feel it. You totally.
It's shot so well that you feel the cold.
It's unreal. Like, you feel like you're in the woods.
That's perfect for me.
In the Northwest.
I'm going to wear a pair of shorts and flip-flops and a
plains.
Tee.
Yeah.
And like a muscle tank
top. No, it feels like it takes you back in the time.
Transports you?
It feels like you're a trapper.
I just wanted to be a trapper. That'd be cool, too. Trapping furs.
Yeah, you would be that. I could totally see you as a fur trapper.
Yeah, I found my calling.
You're actually in The Revenant.
I am
one of the main characters. He happens to be the bad guy. Reminds me of you, right?
I gotta watch it and figure out who he is.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can figure it out. All right.
Did you say it? Did you say it?
No, I have not seen it.
You haven't seen The Revenant?
No, I'm not a big movie or TV guy in general.
That's right. You're weird.
I am a weird dude.
Like, I don't know what you do. I mean, like, what do you watch other than sports? Sports is our life. What do you watch?
Not in a way. That's about it. I mean, I watched Breaking Bad, right? Mm-hmm. I watched The Office probably twice, but I'm not a big TV guy.
Wow. And you're not a big movie guy.
Nah, I go home, I walk the dog, I do things around the house, and then
What do you got to do around the house? You don't have any kids. What are you doing? Like, you're not over here piling up laundry.
I like to work on things.
Like what?
What are you, like a tinkerer?
Yeah, some shelving. I like to have some fun in the basement, some tools.
Oh, man. You are a tool.
Are you real?
Yeah,
you
I like
really
to act like a man.
Guys?
Yeah.
I like to act like a man.
I put on some music, and I go downstairs, and I work on some things.
Do ya?
You know?
At 10 o'clock at night, you're doing this?
No, that's when the Sixers are on, and then I go to bed.
Jeez.
Staying around like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
I'm a simple person, but you are even more simple than I am.
Yes.
What do you do? Like, don't you stay up late?
Do I stay up?
What time do you go to sleep?
Well, he gets in early.
Nah, I'll still go to bed around 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I got a new project I'm getting ready to take on.
I'm a 2, 3 a.m.er. I love...
Oh, yeah, you're a night.
You're a man of the night.
Yeah, I love the night.
No, I got a new project. I'm ripping out my washer and dryer, and they're side by side right now, front loader. And I'm gonna stack them, the washer and dryer.
Oh, yeah?
And then I'm going to build all new shelving and some wainscoting on the wall, make it beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yep, I got my upstairs laundry. That's what I'm going to do. That's my next project. Then I'm going to put a new backsplash in the kitchen. You know what that is?
No idea.
You know what the backsplash, like the tile at the backsplash under the cabinets?
No.
Above the countertop, along the wall.
Okay.
You don't know what a backsplash is?
No.
What's next?
What the f*** did I just listen to? I think it was 60 seconds of Jason singing. Never again. It was extremely awkward. Oh, I almost had to turn the radio off. Just knock it off.
Too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party.
All right, that's
no
game.
Way I'm disco dancing.
Oh, my.
There's the good part, Anthony.
Because right, I can't hear myself. I hate hearing myself.
I've been here for 5 years. That might have been the creepiest moment of my life here.
Dude, I was...
Anthony looked like he was going to barf.
I was going to leave the room.
Mikey Miss walked in here and goes, that was probably the weirdest thing that's ever happened on the station.
Yeah.
Guys are walking around naked.
Rick the landscaper tweets. Rick the landscaper tweets it. He goes, Anthony doesn't like the bed. Try the shakedown streak for the music bed. See if Anthony likes this bed. This is my Josh Harris bed. It's a Grateful Dead shakedown streak. But then you like this little vibe to it. It's got like a quirky 70s vibe. Like,
yeah.
You like that one?
I do.
No, you don't.
Look at that better than whatever.
What?
It's got to be something. It's got to be different. Right. The bed's got to be different.
What, you want like Happy from Pharrell?
No.
Little Gladiator?
No, this is Darian's song.
It's Marcus Aurelius. Maximus Decimus.
Listen, that was one of my, that was one of my.
When that came out, you were, I swear you were floating for a month.
Yeah, I was like freaking out over it.
Yeah.
I saw it like 10 times in the movie. I was going to get that tattoo. I should have got it, like just on my, just between my thumb and my forefinger.
What was it?
The SPQ, and it was like to Rome. It's the gladiator symbol.
Oh, you should go get that now, but you can put it on your hand?
Yeah, I was going to put it right on my hand.
And that crunk between your fingers, like yeah. That right there, right?
Yeah, it's, and I forget exactly, it's SPQ something.
Yeah, we can look it up.
And then it's like something.
I'll get my tattoo guy to come in and do it to you on the air. You want to do it? I'm going to fix that Sixers tattoo, too.
Yeah, that's it. That needs to be, well, that needs a lot of work.
Can we black out the Notre Dame tattoo? The Fighting Irish guy?
I don't have that.
Oh, you don't?
No,
I thought you did.
No, my buddy, Boo, has that.
Oh. Can we get him in here and black that out?
No, he's a huge Notre Dame fan. I have the, we were two cliches back then. I mean, I'm literally 16 years old.
Yeah.
He gets the Fighting Irish, because
yeah.
He's Irish,
yeah.
Right? And I get the boot of Italy.
That's right.
Two cliches.
Yeah, we got to clean up that boot, too. My guy will freshen that up like it look nice.
No, it's horrible looking. Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Yeah, but my guy comes in
and I have another bad one, too, where I have a bad Grim Reaper on my shoulder with an ink pen.
It was done with an ink pen? Oh, no, it's your Grim Reaper as
instead
a writer.
Instead of the sickle, he has the ink pen.
Oh, I kill you by the pen.
Right, that's what it was, you know, I thought that was cool.
I like the concept, though.
Back when I was at the Post in New York.
I like the concept.
Yeah, no, it's terrible, though. I mean, jailhouse.
You want to get the one on your hand? I'll get the guy to come in. We'll do a little tattoo on you.
You were looking for SPQR, which is the Senate and People of Rome.
Yes. Yes.
And getting the
gift. And there's a saying, too. There's something about Rome.
Like a script,
I'm a child
right?
of Rome or
yeah,
something.
We can get it in Times Roman font.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it.
I'll get my guy. We'll get him come in.
You could play the gladiator theme. Yeah, it's done.
My guy and his buddy over at Extreme Inc. Two huge listeners to the show. Big fans of the program. Love to come in and ink you up. Absolutely.
I'm a fan. Like, you know, listen, I'm
a huge sports fan. Four guys.
Listen, they did great work with you.
Oh, yeah, it's tremendous.
I mean, really, awesome work.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the ink. So, you know, and I got bad ink, so.
Yeah, we'll freshen you up.
They did a great job with portraits. Yeah.
We'll give you a little, like, you know, we'll brushing up the house. Yeah. Like a nice fresh coat of paint.
Yeah, all right? I like it.
6106. Coach Camille just texted me, said he wants to get a tattoo as well.
Really?
Yeah, I want to get him to get tattooed on the air because he's a baby.
Oh, he's never done it?
He handles the pain. He's going to be pissed I called him a baby.
My father's checking in with the little SPQR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dad's in?
Yeah, at least my father will get it.
Yeah, like, that'd be cool. My dad got a tattoo at like 62 years old. He always was critical of me getting inked up. And then when my sister graduated at Penn State and came home, she was taking taekwondo with my dad. My dad became a black belt. And when he became a black belt, he got the symbol of the gym on his arm tattooed.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was the biggest baby getting it.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. My dad was sick. He couldn't handle it. He just moaned and groaned. Used to drive my mother crazy.
That's all right. I wonder if my father will get it.
Yeah, get him in. He's
76.
Get them both in, yeah. It's cool. It's never too old. You're not too old to get a tattoo.
No, I agree.
I think it'd be a cool thing you and him could have. Get it right there. You may not get it on his hand. I like the tattoo on the hand, though.
Yeah, just between the thumb and the forefinger, yeah. That spot with the SPQR, Child of Rome.
Love it. All right, that was Bring the Heat. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit that lumber tonight at 610-771-9751. All right, I'm going to set that up. Get the ink going in here. Get the pen. You know that noise?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'll be honest with you.
What's the longest you sat?
Not like you. You've.
That last thing I did with him, it took 2.5 hours. We were 5.5 hours, and I felt like my arm went into a wood chipper.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, you know.
I looked like Popeye when I was all swollen up, swelled up like AI.
Yeah, I guess so.
Didn't feel good. Before we get back to the phones, coming up, 610-632-0975. That is the number. It is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to talk to you about FanDuel Sportsbook because they are offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning because FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day, plus their new cash out feature that makes it easy to get your winnings early. And there's tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. How about KC or New Orleans this weekend, or LA, or how about the Pats? Where are you going to go? Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Jason. So just download the app and to bet from anywhere in New Jersey and sign up with my promo code Jason and make your first bet. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start winning today. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Total debacle.
Oh, that's classic.
Aristocrat.
Could you imagine next year if you had a speed stud wideout and a back legitimate 18-20 carry game back. I mean, if I walked away with the draft, I know you need like more than that and you want to hit on more, but if I could walk away with those two pieces,
yeah,
I feel great.
The one thing about drafting those two, you feel good because you go, okay, we solved these two problems, but the one thing you don't know is how those guys are going to be right away in the NFL. When you go through free agency where you obviously pay a lot more for those positions, you have the known NFL commodity. So you feel, it's like when they got T.O. You know, they got T.O. and then you knew what T.O.
Correct,
was.
Correct.
Whereas opposed, you draft a guy, you think he's going to be great, like Aguilar.
Correct.
Or whoever. You don't know what they're going to be in the NFL. And there's been so many receivers that you thought their game translated to the, like Charles Rogers out of Michigan State. You know, so many guys over the years you thought were going to be great NFL receivers, but weren't.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out which way to go. Now, I brought up DeMarcus Lawrence earlier, and Jason tweeted it and said, can Dallas really afford to keep DeMarcus Lawrence? They have cap space right now, but they need to re-sign Cooper, Dak, and Zeke.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to need defense. He's your best defensive player.
Yeah, but you got to sign three. You gave up a first to get Amari Cooper. Dak's up. Zeke's up.
I'd be lying to tell you if I knew their cap situation intimately. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is you can't let a guy like him, his talent, walk.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can have four superstars or five superstars on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the great teams do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's Dak Prescott worth?
In Dallas, he's going to get $20
million. I wouldn't pay $20
million. Like, give a first-round pick for Amari Cooper.
I'm not paying $20 million to Dak Prescott.
Yeah, with that bonehead down there, Will. I saw somebody tweet out the other day a graphic of the NFL coaches tenured of 8 years or more. And of those coaches, there's like six of them. John Harbaugh's on the list. I'm trying to think of the other ones. They're all Belichick, obviously. All of the coaches have won a Super Bowl, but Jason Garrett. He was the only one on that list. Mike Tomlin was on the list. Pete Carroll was on the list with their team for more than 8 years. The only one at 8 years or longer is
Andy.
He hasn't been with Kansas City. It's with their current team now. But he was the only one that had not won a Super Bowl with the team he's with right now.
Yeah, well, you know.
Pretty amazing when you consider that he's
I don't know.
They won their first playoff game this year.
I don't know why you would stay with him.
Yeah.
I don't know why he still has a job. That's mind-boggling to me.
I wonder. I'm not sure how he's perceived by the fans down there.
So my father said, "I said, you want to get you in? You want to come up? You can get the ink. Well, I get the ink. Get the SPQR."
Yeah.
He said, "That ain't going to happen."
No.
Just like that quote, "That ain't going to happen."
Yeah. The way a Philadelphia way of saying, no.
I think that's weak for my father.
Yeah, you think he should jump on board with you?
I think he should.
I agree. Think you can convince him?
No, he said that ain't going to happen.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't get inked up, man.
I'm asking for a sleeve.
Yeah, you're not a huge commitment.
Just saying SPQR.
It's not a huge commitment. It's a bonding thing between you and your dad.
I heard Mike wanted to, if Mike is in on some ink.
Yeah, he said he wants to get it on his ribs. I said, think again, dude.
You can't get on his
what
ribs.
First
of all.
Yeah, what's he going to do with a tattoo on his ribs?
He can't get on his ribs. He's got to go on his forearm.
What's the point of getting it on your ribs? Are you going to walk around with a hole in your shirt so people can see your tattoo on your ribs?
No. The good chicks get it on their rib. Dudes don't get on the rib.
One of my tattoo artists is Tony up in State College. He covered from head to toe. Tattoos on his head, in his mouth, arms, everywhere, right? He's got one unfinished tattoo on his body. It's on his ribs, and he'll never finish it.
Yeah.
Because it's the worst place to get it.
He's got to get the saying on the forearm, the open forearm.
What's the saying?
He wanted a saying.
He's an ass face.
Not that saying. He wanted an inspirational saying.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I got my couillons hanging here.
No, an inspirational saying.
Oh, inspirational.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wearing tidy whiteys back then.
No, you don't get it.
I don't think we have that one.
You don't get it. No, I gave him one.
What was it?
Because a caller called up. It was a really good one. I forget the exact phrasing. But one of my own inspirational sayings is that you must bleed to know bliss.
Mm, where's that come from?
I made it up.
Oh, you made that up.
School of Anthony.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I always like to look at a song lyric. And I got to go. The song lyric I live by is a Pearl Jam song lyric from Eddie Vedder. From the song, it's called I Am Mine, the song. Yeah. I think it's from No Code. And I know that I lived and I know that I'll die. The in-between is mine.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I know the song.
Yeah.
But he had good lyrics.
Oh, absolutely. No question. Let's go to David in Baltimore on the Fanatic. How you doing, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you today?
Yo, what's up, Dave?
Buddy? Hey, I got to talk a little Nick Foles, Carson Wentz thing. And I've kind of held my tongue this week. Talking to you guys about it. I'm like you, Anthony. I am a field guy. I am not going to debate whether or not Carson is more talented. And I'm just going to say that I think that you know, Aaron Rodgers is more talented than Tom Brady, but who's the better quarterback? Hell, Tom Brady's not even in the top five most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. I might eat crow for this. But I believe that Nick, other than Tom Brady, in the last 2 years, there has not been a more clutch quarterback than Nick Foles. If the Eagles, they're going to let Nick Foles go, this decision will come back to haunt this franchise. And I,
that's again, a hot if take. I am wrong, you sound like a hot taker.
If I am wrong, I will call and eat crow.
I don't care, dude. I could care less about you eating crow. I don't really care. When you come on and say, and the franchise will rue that decision. I mean, you know, a little overly dramatic.
Look, and
the other thing, too, is you're out of your mind with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's an incredibly talented quarterback. What are you talking about? His arm talent is extremely above average.
One second. It's above average. Aaron Rodgers has a better arm than him. Patrick Mahomes has a better arm than him.
Dude, you're wrong. Ben Roethlisberger. Dude, let me tell you something.
You don't think he has a better arm?
Okay, listen.
Tom Brady is one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Okay, I'm trying to explain to you that Brady has a superior arm. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, is his arm talent better? Okay, Mahomes, I hear what you're saying. But Brady has a ridiculous arm. He has incredible knowledge. He's honed his skills over years. He is, the only thing he doesn't have is Rodgers and Mahomes' athleticism. But his arm talent is an elite quarterback's arm.
So let me back up here a second. Let me ask you this question. When you look, now we know what Tom Brady is, right? Obviously he's one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best. But when you look at him, when he came into the league, physically, I agree with you, everything. He's the smartest quarterback I've ever seen.
He's got a great arm. Don't discount. Nick Foles doesn't have a great arm. He doesn't.
Nick Foles has an average arm, but he's very...
I like Nick. He doesn't have close to Tom Brady's arm. All right? He doesn't. He doesn't have close to his arm. Thus, the rainbow throws. I think he's accurate. I think he's got some accuracy gifts, but he doesn't have Brady's arm.
Let me see this question, Anthony, because I love your opinion. I want to hear it. How then can you explain why he's been so clutch? And doesn't that count for anything? Because if you remember, I mean,
he's been very, I think he's a clutch guy. I think he's not afraid of the moment. I think that's real. But, I mean, you got to say it, and this is, I'm not criticizing, Foles, Nick at all, because he's incredibly clutch. He could have lost the Rams game with that interception. It was a bad interception. And if the Rams don't muff a punt, they lose the game, and there is no Bears game. He has thrown some suspect passes during this run because his arm isn't great. He's got an accurate arm, and if he's set, he can get the ball down the field. But, everything has to be right for him to get the ball down the field. And you could just look by the throw, by what's on the throw. That's all. I'm not saying he's Katie Kane or anything like that. But when you're talking about Tom Brady cut it through the wind in Foxborough.
Many times. 610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mikey Miss has got you 2 to 6. And the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about the uncles. I saw the uncles the other night. Craig and Paul. They're the best. You go, see, I told you the uncles, the great uncle story. Where Uncle Greg was in Clearwater meeting the Gabe.
Oh, my.
And Gabe was like, he didn't need to talk about Jeeps. He didn't want to talk about Chryslers. He didn't want to talk to Greg about his dealership, which is family, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, to Philadelphia Airport, Auto Mall. He just wanted to talk about being tan. he said to Greg, hey, Greg, hey, nice to meet you, Greg Gentile. What a tan. Where'd you get that tan? Greg wanted to talk baseball. Well, you might want to talk Jeeps with the uncles, because right now you can, during the Start Something New sales event, you could drive home a new Jeep for $129 a month. That's right, $129 a month, only at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You'll get oil changes, state inspection, loaner cars at no charge. And family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly. The best service after the sale. That's right. In the Philadelphia Airport, Airport Auto Mall. Just minutes from all the bridges. Online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. And see the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What up?
Oh, man.
Mitch, you know,
it's funny
you're a
to
man
me
of
too.
Pittsburgh, right?
What's that?
You're a man of Pittsburgh.
I'm not a fan, no.
But you're a man of Pittsburgh, right? Because of your wife.
Well, yeah. Well, she's from Clarion, which is, it's out there, Western PA.
So,
family's Pittsburgh fans.
This Food Network, I was just looking at my news feed, and Food Network did a thing where they ranked the best desserts, like cakes in all different cities, my state. And Philadelphia lost to Pittsburgh.
What is the what's the Philadelphia cake?
They don't have it. They go by Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Like, Pittsburgh can't beat Philadelphia when it comes to a cake.
It can't beat Philadelphia when it comes to anything. Except
right.
for Super Bowl titles.
Well, food.
Yeah. Or like, Stanley Cups.
Like, you're going to tell me there's no way in the world.
I know, I refuse to believe that we're inferior to Pittsburgh in any way, but when it comes to sports,
but
overall,
we lost
we
out like on a cake?
Yeah.
Like, that makes no sense to me. Thought, you know, you had deep knowledge of Pittsburgh.
The only thing I know about it is that stupid Permane Brothers sandwich. The only thing I know about Pittsburgh
it's
food.
It's terrible, right?
Yeah, and a halushki or whatever.
Terrible. Their food's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I like French fries and sandwich.
Possum pie.
Like roadkill?
Yeah.
Like a roadkill sandwich?
Yeah, I mean, that's what that cuisine is.
Roadkill.
Come on, man.
Oh, I love it. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Frank in Long Island before we get to Mikey Miss Top of the Hour. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Huge fan. Cuz, I met you at Nick's Roast Beef on Cotman a while back.
Oh, nice, Frankie. Good to have you. You're in town or are you just passing through, brother?
No, I'm actually back in town. I'm working in Jersey this week.
Awesome.
Thought I'd call in. One of the things that I don't think the younger generation or younger guys, and you might remember this. I'm not sure if Andrew or Jason would remember, but my phone number was WA4-9259.
Yeah, the letters. D-W-E-4. My parents used to do that. That's how you give the phone number out.
Yeah, DWE4.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
Howard 5 was HO5, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty wild with the rotary phone. My the saying that I try to live by is it takes a good person to suffer ignorance and smile.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
What about our third string quarterback and his name?
Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld.
Can he start on anybody else's team?
No. He's not an NFL starter.
Can he start, period?
Well, look at
don't know. I can't say no, and I can't say without a doubt yes.
No team that needs a quarterback is going to trade for him. Put it that way, Frank.
Okay, and how about...
To start.
Do we have to pay Wentz big bucks this year?
No, he still has another year left on his rookie deal.
Okay, then... stupid and a scenario. Then why wouldn't we, because he's not 100%, health-wise, and Foles is, why wouldn't we keep Wentz as a backup this year, 1 year contract with Foles,
and
readdress it?
He's not a backup, though. Yeah. I mean, Carson's not your backup.
He's your franchise quarterback.
And he's basically will be healthy, so now. Like, he'll be healthy soon.
Yeah, you're not going to bubble wrap a guy in his fourth year.
Yeah, I mean...
A year removed from surgery.
I mean, the biggest problem is you got two guys who want to start. And Foles deserves to start now. Foles deserves his own team.
As does Carson.
Right.
I mean, Doug and Howie essentially said that at their press conference Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean,
both these guys deserve the chance to lead their team.
You can't sit here and go, hey, Carson, you're the backup.
Yeah, hey, Carson, we're going to wrap you again for another year. In your fourth year in the league, it doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's... I don't like that approach. It's Carson's team. I think we all got to wrap our heads around that. The Foles era is over in Philadelphia. It's Carson Wentz's team going forward, and there's no fallback to Foles anymore.
Just yeah, I mean, listen, but I think it's going to take people some time to get over it.
Tomorrow is a pseudo football Friday.
No, it's not a football Friday. Right. Eagles aren't playing.
Tried to get that by, it didn't work.
No, no football Friday. It's done. They're done.
It's over.
Football Friday begins next year, and well, I'll give you August. I'll give you a little preseason football Friday.
But stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. We'll talk about the Sixers game, Indiana tonight. We'll see if Embiid goes.
And yeah, after playing in a blowout into the fourth quarter.
Nonsensical.
Ridiculous.
Mikey Miss up next at 2 in our handoff, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We are back tomorrow on a Friday, and we'll break it all down once again. Have a great day, everybody, and we will talk to you tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Beating the Bruins. This Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by Spring Garden Lending. Bob Marino is now at Spring Garden Lending, a private lender for real estate developers specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance properties to rent or flip in Philly and the suburbs. Flyers beat the Bruins last night 4-3 for their second win in a row. Sean Couturier helped the rally with a hat trick. They'll play the Canadiens on Saturday. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Sixers hit the road to play the Pacers. The teams are neck and neck for third in the Eastern Conference. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7 tonight. Our Big Green giveaway continues. Listen at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score. Even if you're not a customer, learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertidis. Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Download the Fanatic app now.
You'll need it for your chance to win $1,000 in the 97.5 The Fanatic 5K a day Big Green Giveaway.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I like Kansas City and New Orleans this weekend. Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Jason and just download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Jason and make your first bet, and if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start winning today. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save big at TurnersvilleJeep.com with 0% financing for up to 72 months during Owner Appreciation Month, or savings up to 30% off MSRP on select Jeeps and Ram trucks. Choose from over 1,000 vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram truck. Stop in and meet Ron Fina and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Shopping for a new vehicle has never been easier. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
0% financing based on approved credit, 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any offer. Offer ends January 31st, 2019.
O'Reilly. Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
If 2018 was another year of, I'll get out of this bad job someday, why haven't you considered an information technology career? Is it because you're not a math whiz? Look, that's okay. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Classes meet on campus or live online just a few times a week. Make new year, new career your resolution at mycomputercareer.edu. mycomputercareer.edu.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty. The quicker picker-upper.
What does the Philadelphia Auto Show mean to you?
I love seeing so many brands under one roof. I found my next new car.
There's nothing like the Auto Show. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com. Proudly sponsored by State Farm.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.